previous program, we heard from Mike Harding, research scientist plant pathology with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, about clubroot in the province. Today, he talks about blackleg and what to look for in 2019. He starts with what surveys showed in 2018.
Blackleg was reported on the stems that were collected from 273 of the 339 fields sampled. So that's about 80% prevalence. The incidence of blackleg, so that is of the total number of stems we looked at, what percentage of them had symptoms, it was about 13%. And the severity on a 0 to 5 scale was on average about 0.24. So this is pretty similar to what we've reported in previous years in that blackleg prevalence is high. And, you know, if we looked really carefully in every field, we would probably find blackleg in every single field. The fact that we find usually between 80 and 90% of fields in the survey indicates that it's pretty ubiquitous across the province and just in pretty much every field. But the fact that the severity is so low indicates that the resistance that we use in the cultivars we grow is working well. So based on those numbers and the trends we're looking at, what are the concerns I have? One of the things we can do with the blackleg information is look for hot spots. And the way that we do that is, if there are fields that are close by one another that have high severity or high incidence, they'll show up kind of red on the map. We are starting to show, when it comes to severity, that we're developing some hot spots for blackleg. So this is concerning because we know that the resistance works great, but we know that the organism that causes blackleg can adapt. And so new races can show up or develop that can overcome. And so when we start seeing these hot spots for severity or for incidence, it leads us to believe that there could maybe be some erosion of the effectiveness of the resistance. Crop rotation is a really important way to avoid this, as well as rotating resistance. And this is just kind of me providing a little warning sign that if we're not careful with rotation of crops and resistances, we could see some erosion of those good, great tools that we have.
Mike Harding was speaking at this year's Agronomy Update in Lethbridge.